CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 27th of July, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB confirms more speakers for its convention in October. Get involved with the RSGB LORA High Altitude Balloon Challenge. The RSGB releases high contrast logbook to improve accessibility. The RSGB have shared details of more presentations that you can enjoy at its convention in October. If you'd like to broaden your technical knowledge, you'll enjoy presentations by Bob Burns, G3OUU, on getting the most from an oscilloscope and ladder crystal filter design. As part of the Society's focus on supporting modern amateur radio operating practices, Paul Galwas, M0WLG, will be discussing Can We DX over an Internet of Things mesh? The comprehensive programme of speakers also includes Dr. Marcus Weldon, G0IJZ, who will explain the numerical modelling of the historical Grimtel VLF antenna, G7VAK, who will take a brief look at number stations, 1950 to the present. With even more captivating and thought-provoking speakers already confirmed, you'll need to purchase a ticket to guarantee attendance. Buy your tickets before Monday, the 11th of August, to ensure you receive early bird ticket pricing. Tickets are available to purchase via rsgb.org/convention. National Coding Week takes place in the third week of September, and the RSGB is once again dedicating a whole month to amateur radio and coding activities. As part of the Society's strategy to encourage practical skills development, it is inviting you to take part in its LORA High Altitude Balloon Challenge. The project has been developed by the RSGB Outreach Team and takes place on Saturday, the 20th of September. The balloon will be equipped with a LORA digipeater, and your challenge is to follow the instructions provided and build a LORA tracker. If your tracker build is successful, it will beam up packets to the airborne relay, which will transmit them to a local iGate. Your goal is to get your signal to the furthest distance from the launch. Anyone can enter, but to win one of the prizes, you need to be an RSGB member. Get involved as a single operator or as a team in your RSGB-affiliated club. The RSGB is delighted that Moonraker is sponsoring this event and will award a £200 Moonraker voucher to the winner of each category. Find out how to get involved with this exciting LORA event by going to rsgb.org/LimaOscarRomeoAlpha-Balloon. The RSGB is proud to announce the release of a new high-contrast logbook designed to support amateur radio operators with visual impairments or learning difficulties. Responding to feedback from members and accessibility advocates, the RSGB developed logbook with wider spacing and a high-contrast black and yellow design to improve ease of use. This release reflects the RSGB's wider commitment to improving accessibility across all areas of the Society and amateur radio as a whole. The organisation continues to explore ways to make the hobby more inclusive and user-friendly for all participants. This version will be available through Amazon and is expected to be a useful addition for both seasoned operators and newcomers looking for a more accessible logging option. As part of its long-term vision, the RSDB is looking to recruit a dedicated team to assess and enhance accessibility throughout the society and help shape a more inclusive future for amateur radio. If you're interested in contributing to this important initiative, please email RSDB Board Director Nathan Nuttall to Mike 0 Oscar Charlie Charlie via his call to M0OCC at rsgb.org.uk. Since the launch of its DMR project in May, the RSGB outreach team is delighted that 4 schools and 1 home school have signed up. The project aims to help young people to get on the air and build their confidence in making QSOs. Each of the successful applicants will be lent a PYT DMR handheld radio and a Pi-Star-based hotspot. The RSGB Youth Chair and Youth Champion for Schools, Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, is supporting 2 new school amateur radio clubs that have chosen this as an entry-level activity for its club members. DMR is particularly useful in a school club scenario where antenna placements is a challenge and can be easily deployed, giving young people access to the world. During the summer holidays, the DMR handsets will be used at the West Sussex International Jamboree with Regional Representative 10, Simon Harris, G4WOQG, attending the event, and Wick High School Radio Club member, Jacob, MM7IFL, supporting remotely via DMR. Listen out for further updates after the summer, when the RSDB plans to get a Usenet operational on Brandmeister Port Group 23554. The net aims to encourage lung operators to get on the air and become more comfortable with QSO structure and general rag chewing. If you want to start a school club or are interested in being part of the DMR project, email Chris via youthchampion.school@rsgb.org.uk. The prospect of United States of America constellation of 240 commercial satellites that would use 430 to 440 megahertz for wideband control and telemetry has prompted an unprecedented response from the amateur radio community to a Federal Communications Commission, that's FCC, consultation. FCC Proceeding 25-201 would see the AST Space Mobile utilize much of 430 to 440 MHz for downlinks, as well as a series of ground stations around the world. The RSDB and several other IARU member societies, along with the ARRL and over 2,000 individuals, have submitted comments to this consultation. The IARU itself has also issued a statement on the matter. Links for this, including the RSDB response, can be found on the RSDB website. Go to rsdb.org/spectrumforum and then choose the Papers and Consultations option in the right-hand menu. Following the main submission deadline on the 21st of July, the FCC process has further phases to go through. Amateur radio operators are invited to take part in a special operating event in August celebrating the rich history of the UK's wartime and Cold War airfield bunkers. AFB25, that's Airfield Bunkers 2025, is a nationwide activity taking place from Friday the 1st to Sunday the 31st of August. Organised by UK Bunkers on the Air, or UK BOTA, the event encourages amateurs to activate historic airfield sites with known bunker installations. All bands and modes are welcome. Special recognition awards will be given for activators, hunter and shortwave listener efforts. To learn more, including how to participate and which locations qualify, visit tinyurl.com/alpha-foxtrot-bravo-2025. And now for details of rallies and events. The Wiltshire Radio Rally is taking place today at Kington Langley Village Hall, Church Road, Kington Langley, Sierra November 15, 5 November Juliet. The doors open for traders at 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. for visitors. Refreshments are available on site. You can find out more by visiting chippenhamradio.club. Part 1 of the BATC Convention for Amateur TV 2025 is taking place on Sunday the 3rd of August at Midland Air Museum in Coventry. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. The convention will include show and tell, test and fix it, and bring and buy. Also on Sunday the 3rd of August, King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club Rally is taking place at Gaywood Community Centre, Papa Echo 30, 4 Echo Lima. The doors will open at 9 a.m. and the entrance fee will be £2.50. An outdoor trader's stall costs £8 and an indoor one is £10. To book, email rally.kilolimaalfaromeocharlie@gmail.com or call 07709074951. Now the special event news. Special call sign 5 Papa 0 Tango Alpha will operate from Bornone Island, EU030, from the 31st of July to the 3rd of August, in connection with this year's European Ham Radio Show Meetup event. Both presenters and viewers of the European Ham Radio Show on YouTube will gather with the goal of activating all of the POTA parks on Bornone Island within 4 days. Both 5P0TA and the participant's own call signs will be used. They are aiming to use as many modes and bands as conditions allow. Attending from the UK are Charlotte 2M0LVY and Steve M1SDH. If you hear them on the air, give them a call. Throughout 2025, Jose HP2AT is using special call sign Hotel 82 Alpha Tango to celebrate his 35th anniversary in amateur radio. Recently, the station has been spotted on the HF bands using CW, FT4 and FT8. All QSOs will be uploaded to QRZ.com. Club log, EQSL and logbook of the world. Paper cards will not be available. Now the DX news. Today is your last chance to catch the IP1X team, which is active from Gallinara Island, EU083. The team is using CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 beta bands, QSL via OQRS, via the Bureau, or direct to IU1JCZ. More information is available at QRZ.com. Red DL1BUG is active as Tango Yankee 5 Foxtrot Romeo from Cotonou, Benin in West Africa until the 6th of August. He's operating using CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or Red's Home Call. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 Goose contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. The RSGB IOTA contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 26th and ends at 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 27th. Using CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and IOTA reference. On Monday, the 28th, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. on Saturday, the 2nd of August, the EU HF Championship runs from 1200 to 2359 UTC, using CW and SSV on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted. The exchange's signal report, serial number, locator, and the last two digits of the year you were first licensed. Also on Saturday the 2nd, the RSGB 4th 140 MHz Backpackers Contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC, using all nodes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator, and two-letter postcode. And running at the same time on Saturday the 2nd, the 144 MHz Low Power Contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC, using all nodes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. On Sunday the 3rd, the 432 MHz Low Power Contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC, using all nodes on the 70 sems band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator, and two-letter postcode. The UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon started on Saturday the 3rd of May and ends on Sunday the 3rd of August. Using all nodes on the 6-metre band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 24th of July. It was a bit of a mixed bag last week. The first half saw settled geomagnetic conditions, but from the 22nd of July, we had a disturbance thanks to output from a solar coronal hole. This saw the KP index rise to 4.67 and ultimately 5. The stream from the sun reached around 730 kilometres a second, while the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field, or IMF, was mostly neutral, with a few brief periods when it pointed slightly south. So its effects were perhaps not as bad as they could have been. The coronal hole is now rotated out of view, so we may have some better days. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has been in the range 140 to 150, which is pretty good. There were no M-class or higher solar flares over the past week, which is unusual. So, overall, HF propagation was humming, at least until the KP index hit 5. Maximum usable frequencies, MUS, over a 3,000 km path, joint daylight and continued to be around 21 MHz, but often dipped to 18 MHz. Nighttime conditions can be variable. If the 14 MHz band isn't open for you, try 10 MHz. But not SSV. Earlier in the week, some daytime tests with Whisper on the 20-meter band saw stations logged from Australia and from the far west of Canada. DP0POL, the Polar Stern research vessel doing work in the Arctic, was also logged. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may decline slightly to be in the range 130 to 135. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be settled until the 1st of August, when the KP index could rise to 4. This period of unsettled conditions with reduced MUS could last until the 4th of August. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. We will see the return of a weak ridge of high pressure today. This will last until the middle of the coming week. The second half of the week will be a little more unsettled, with some occasional spells of rain. This suggests that some tropo is possible before a gradual swap over to rain scatter. However, high pressure near the Azores may still influence the western side of Britain. This week we'll see the peak of two meteor showers, the Alphas Capricornis and the Delta Aquarids. These are worth checking out, if only to get your practice time in before one of the major showers of the year, the Perseids, on the 12th and 13th of August. Barely a day passes without summer auroral alert, and this can be an exciting mode. Several good indicators are available, such as when the KP index is above 5, or watery sounding signals on the 40 and 20 meter bands. If you hear these, try looking north on the 6, 4 or 2 meter bands. Sporadic E continues to be mentioned on the clusters, somewhere in Europe, on most days, but remember that it's a very localized mode and is rarely available for everyone at the same time. The best way to track it down is to use the clusters and a good list of beacons to see who your locals are working on FT8. It's a very hit and miss mode. Meteor activity is a good indicator, whereas a high K index is a bad one. Whether it happens is often a balance between many opposing components, so even a potentially good day may not be good where you are. The good news is that the last openings of the summer can occur into the first week of September. Moon declination is still positive, but going negative again on Tuesday the 29th. Moon windows and peak elevation will reduce. Past losses are rising now as we are past perigee. 144 MHz sky noise starts the coming week low, but will rise to moderate by the weekend. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. And this is meetings only for all of Wales and my local area of southwest England. Starting with the southwest. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a meeting every Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. It's held at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SP70PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at HQ Common, Moor Drove, from 6 p.m. Tomorrow, that's the 28th, Mid Somerset is meeting at the Quarterjack in Wells from 2 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday from 7 p.m. On Friday the 1st of August, Professor Catherine Mitchell, M0IBG, will be giving a talk on space weather and the current solar cycle. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday the 30th, there will be an overview of the club's annual field weekend. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages. Weston-super-Mare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Weston-super-Mare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Now for Wales. The next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 8th of August at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridgend. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Surrey Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, well, Friday sees a meeting at Isselwyn High School, NP12 0NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. On Wednesday, Holy Island Amateur Radio Club is meeting in the conservatory at the Boathouse Hotel in Holyhead from 7 p.m. Flanestley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. North Wales Amateur Radio Group meets every Monday, except bank holidays, at the Bryn Cadno Community Centre, LL29 6DW, from 7 p.m. Rhonda Amateur Radio Society meets at Astrid Rhonda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7pm till 9pm. Real and District Amateur Radio Club has its next monthly meeting on Wednesday, the 6th of August at 7:30pm at the Real Yacht Club Building, Kinmel Bay, Real. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7:30pm. Also on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30pm. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon magazine and the RSTB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rstb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.oscar-romeo-golf. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS-schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.